Hey. Happy Thursday, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, you know, it's another day in paradise.
So we got a little gift today. It's a weird gift.
Yeah, that's a gift. Sure.
I mean, it's something we've been anticipating.
Also the German word for poison. But tell me more.
Really?
Das Gift, yeah.
Interesting. Well, we are poisoning ourselves then with the deposition that was released of one Ghislaine Maxwell. It's like 450 odd pages. I started reading it and quickly realized that it will be better to read the report of the report, which you brought to us today, Bradley.
Yeah, I mean, the report of the report is very simply this. I cough, excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
Ghislaine Maxwell is a stonewalling, lying liar who lies
and tells lies.
There's really
her
not
lying mouth.
The early report of the report for the 400 million page deposition is that she doesn't really say anything that we didn't already know, which begs the question. And I will say a lot has been redacted, meaning they were able to censor some of the information in the documents, so maybe we don't have as much detail for these instances, but I'm a little shocked and surprised. I don't understand why she and her attorneys fought so hard to prevent this information from leaking, because with the other than sort of painting a picture of what kind of, and look, there's 400 pages and people haven't gone through everything yet, so
right.
Very likely we might find some shocking things. However, and there's some interesting things which we can talk about, but my point is, what it really does, it seems, is sort of just paint this picture of Ghislaine Maxwell as a stonewalling liar who thinks she's smarter than everybody else in the room.
Yeah.
When she's being deposed, when she's being asked questions about her relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, and specifically about Jeffrey Epstein and his relationship, that is, criminal behavior toward Virginia Roberts, now Giuffre.
Yeah. She literally does amounts to taking the lawyers on a verbal wild goose chase to try to get an answer out of her.
Yeah.
And it's like she does it expertly, but also crappy. Because that's why I had to stop reading. I read like the first 20 pages, and literally, ask me the question, where were you last night?
Where were you last night?
Define what you mean by last.
Yeah.
And then you do that, and then but I don't understand the word night. I mean, that's why it's 457 pages. Now, I'm sure buried in there is something you could read between the lines of to try to understand something. But to your point, I don't understand what they were fighting so hard to hide.
Well, what I will say is, as I was reading through these, and The Independent, you know, that's a newspaper from the United Kingdom, they are doing sort of like a live feed, updating things as they go through them. And one of the pieces that I was reading about kind of illustrates exactly what we're talking about, where she like denies everything. And what it makes you think, you know, like she denies that she really knew Virginia Roberts. Like, I kind of knew who she was, but like all these lies, I don't know what she's saying. It's all lies. Every time they would ask her about whether or not Jeffrey had underage girls, she's like, nobody was ever underage when I was present. Like, she makes these sort of, you know, generic claims, but then you have to ask yourself, well, were you taking ID? Like, you were
right.
They go, did you ever see any women topless? She's like, well, as a general rule, it was unusual to see anyone without their clothes on. But then I'm like, well, but so you did see people without their clothes on? And is that totally normal? Mm-hmm. Like, in what world are you walking through a home and you see somebody without their clothes on? She, you know, knows how to say the right legal thing, but it just leaves the right legal thing just begs so many more questions. There was sort of an illustration of this that I wanted to read that involves Schmeck's toys. because I think it's hilarious. So you could, because you understand how she sort of avoids questions head on and then also is just rude and a bitch. And I don't use that term. like, I use it in the truest sense of the meaning. Mm-hmm. I'm not using it in a gendered way. I would call this a man's behavior in this regard. Bitchy. Okay, so there is this exchange. The person asking questions, there's some exhibit. It gets to the point of sex toys. Ms. Maxwell reasserts that she did not recall having a basket of sex toys. Ms. Maxwell is asked about a, quote, basket of sex toys that she allegedly kept in her Palm Beach home. She, and presumably this is because Virginia Roberts or somebody has said she's got a basket of toys in her house, right? Mm-hmm. So then the lawyer says, well, what about this basket of toys? And she asks the interrogator to clarify what she means. That is, Ghislaine Maxwell says, oh, I don't know, what do you mean, a basket of schmack's toys?
Which is like her favorite move. Help and, define for me what that means.
And the guy goes, well, a laundry basket that contains sex toys in it. Ms. Maxwell says she does not recollect anything about a laundry basket of sex toys and tells the interrogator to define what they are referencing. The interrogator asks, and, you know, this is not too vivid, but, quote, a sexy toy meaning a vibrator of some kind. Sometimes they are called schmildo of that nature. Anything like that? And she responds, I don't recall anything that would be formally labeled a schmildo, anything like that.
Oh, boy.
And then he goes, well, how would you describe sex toys? And she responds, I wouldn't describe sex toys. Like,
unbelievable.
I mean, it's just like, she's like, I don't have to answer your question, and you're dirty for even asking.
It's
because I don't do that.
But that is actually, like, such a good... that is such a good example of how this line of questioning went, and her like the verbal wild goose chase that she was sending people on. It's remarkable. And yet there was one little piece I read very early in the deposition where she says something, you know, they ask her a question about underage people being in the home, in Jeffrey Epstein's home. And she says something along the lines of, I was very busy. I had a very busy job. And I thought to myself, it sure didn't sound like it. It sure sounded like all you all did was have sex with many people.
Yeah. Like, also, like, when you say things like, well, none of the women that were in my presence were underage. Why were there any women in your presence?
Yeah.
Also, she talks about how she would go about asking women if they wanted to, like, she would have a massage, and then she would ask them if they, like, you know, she'd be at some spa, and then reportedly she would just ask the women if they would, you know, go back to Jeffrey's place to provide him with a massage. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not weird.
Right.
Like, you think that's totally normal behavior? Right. I mean, you know, I've had really good massages before, and I guess if I was, like, super rich and wealthy, like, if I... Let's say you had a wonderful massage, mm-hmm. and you were like, oh, I know Brad really loves massages, and we're just filthy rich. I mean, I guess maybe you'd say, like, you should totally massage my friend Brad.
No, that's like, weird. I just actually...
There's just something that doesn't add up, right?
Just, yeah, that's... No, that's weird. It doesn't... You're right. When you... Because that's the problem.
And maybe you do that once, but, like, are you... regularly doing that?
Like, your job is to go out and find good massage therapists for Jeffrey Epstein? Was that what
and
she was
why can't
doing?
You, like, I have one massage therapist in my life that I found that I actually repeatedly go to over and over again because mm-hmm. he provides the massage. This sounds horrible, but I enjoy his massages. But my point is, like, I don't need 50 of them.
Right.
I don't need to go through them like Kleenex.
Right.
Like, you find a good one. You know, you find someone who cleans your gutters. You stick with them. With that person.
You have a relationship. Yeah. You build out equity in that. No, I think you're right, though, Bradley. And that's the important thing when you read through some of these things is if you just read the words and you separate yourself from it, it reads a certain way. But if you actually, like, think critically about the reality of that scenario playing out in the world.
Yeah. Like, what's like? At what point does somebody just go, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah, it should throw up some flags. That's not normal behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look forward to, again, reading more reports of the report as people find their way through this, but I'm also not optimistic that there's going to be anything really important in there. Was there anything about Prince Andrew?
No, in fact, they go to great lengths to either redact any reference to Prince Andrew or, you know, to avoid talking about him. That is not the people asking the questions, but Ghislaine and whoever was responsible for redacting the information, because from what I've read, there is no mention of Prince Andrew, although they do mention some occasions where Prince Andrew and Virginia Roberts so they mentioned some trips that Ghislaine was on that coincide with moments in time Virginia Roberts has said that she was assaulted by Prince Andrew or had was sexually assaulted by Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
Words are hard.
Yeah.
but he's not directly mentioned.
But see, that's like the side project that I'm depending on people who are reading the report to do, right? Yeah. To like find those, because that's public record, right? What trips Prince Andrew might have been on. Right? Parts of that might be.
Yeah, I think most of that stuff happened while he was in the UK, unless it was him going to the island. But like, you know, pizza time, I don't know that that's
right
necessarily going to show up.
Mm-hmm. Pizza time won't show up.
Yeah.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Holly Roberts is going to bring us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert after this on My Talk 107.1.